This podcast contains explicit language.
Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And we are friends and writing partners who are pregnant at the same time, so we started a podcast about it.
This week on the show, we've got our weekly check-ins. We got a new segment, which is called Stump the Prego, when we try to test each other on pregnancy trivia. And then we have our BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 11.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Let's get started with our weekly check-ins. Laura, what's going on with you? How far along are you?
I am 18 weeks, and I'm not sick anymore.
Oh, oh my God. Hallelujah.
I was so fucking sick, Shauna.
Wait. Do you mean like you had... Like your cold you were referring to, or are you talking about nausea?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the cold that I was talking about last week.
Oh.
I thought I had gotten better, and then I got worse again. I lost my voice completely, and it was like, you know how when you're not pregnant, you can get a cold and it can be over in a couple days and you barely notice it?
Mm-hmm.
That was not my experience. I got a cold, and about 9 days later, I finally started feeling human again. I think it's because all the energy is going to your uterus, right?
Yeah.
Building a human. So anyway, the point is that I am no longer sick anymore, which is great. Oh, I just feel so much better. And I've discovered an interesting thing, which is, so during my first trimester, you know, I had a lot of nausea, not actually a lot of vomiting, but I felt blah all the time. You know, I kind of just felt like I was seasick all day or like hungover all day. Right when I started getting my morning/all day sickness, I was rushing to try to finish this project I was doing, which is I was spinning yarn. And I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast before. I love my spinning wheel. I have like a modern version of an old-timey spinning wheel, sort of like you might remember from Sleeping Beauty. And I love making my own yarn. And it's one of my favorite relaxing pastimes. I've gotten really into it over the last couple of years. And because I was doing it right at the time when I started getting my morning sickness, I associated it in my mind with the morning sickness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last, 10 weeks, I guess, I've not been able to look at a picture of like hand-spun wool on Instagram. I haven't been able to like think about spinning. I know. And it sounds very petty, but like it's one of my favorite hobbies. And I felt... It made me feel sick, and I was so worried. So I was worried that I was going to forever associate my spinning wheel and hand-spun yarn, which is like the other love of my life, with being sick and nauseated and just feeling like crap. So it was such a relief this week to be like, I looked at my spinning wheel, and I looked at some wool I had in my stash, and was like, I'm going to give this a try. And it didn't make me sick.
Yay!
So, yeah, that's what went on this week.
That's awesome. Well, to make you feel, maybe make you feel less petty about that, I'd like to share a similar situation I had when I very first got pregnant with my first pregnancy. I was playing the game on my phone, Candy Crush.
Oh, yes.
You may know this game.
I know it because you introduced me to it and have, like, you might be responsible for hundreds of wasted hours of my life, but go on.
You're welcome. so that's when I took up Candy Crush, because I just like, unlike you, I didn't have a passionate hobby that I could do through the sickness. So I applaud you for that. I was laying on the couch playing Candy Crush through my nausea, and to this day, I can't play that game anymore. I can't look at it. I can't think about it without my stomach turning, so...
But that's good.
That is good, actually. That's probably a good thing. It saved me hundreds of wasted hours.
It's a productivity hack. We should just tell people, anyone who wants to give up Candy Crush or Two Dots or whatever they play on their phone, just get pregnant and do it during your first trimester. You'll never be able to stomach it again.
Bang, bang, boom.
Yeah.
Perfect solution.
So what's going on with you this week, Shauna?
I'm 22 weeks.
Yeah.
And the big news in our household is that we told our daughter that she's going to be a big sister.
Oh my God. good. That's so exciting.
Super exciting. We were waiting a while because, you know, I just wanted to wait for all the tests to come through. And then she had some other big transitions in her life, like a new preschool. And
that's right.
I just wanted it all to settle down and tell her this big news. So, yeah, we did it.
Wait, so I want to know everything. How did you do it? Like, okay, I have a 5 million questions, but I want to know first, how did you go about doing this? Because it seems like it's a tricky thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were like, should we like read online like the best way to tell a toddler? And we were like, let's just do it. Let's just talk to her. So we called her over on the couch. It's like, come here. And she sat on my lap and was facing me like, we have big news for you. You know, mama has a baby in her belly and you're going to be a big sister and this is going to be your little sister. There's going to be a baby. And she was just like, da 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 da. She's like flailing around on my lap. And then she's like, I'm going to go paint. Like Daniel Tiger. And I was like, okay, bye. So we were like, oh man, she didn't absorb. She's 2.5, by the way. She didn't absorb any of that. And she goes and whatever, pretends to paint for a minute. And then she comes right back to the couch to us and touches my belly and says, mama has baby in belly. I'm going to be big sister. That's my little sister. So I was like, oh, she totally absorbed it.
She like just needed time to process. That's fascinating.
Isn't that cool?
Don't you want to know what's going on in her little brain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, well, obviously Daniel Tiger all the time.
Well, Daniel Tiger is first, and then second is processing these life-changing news your mom and dad just told you.
Yeah, so I was shocked the degree to which she understood and accepted this news, like, right away. I mean, from there on out, it's like, I'm going to be big sister, babies in mommy's tummy, just like that's normal life now. We got a lot of books. We, you know, read a lot of books about babies coming. And
now, did she already know the concept of kind of where babies come? You know, no. Maybe not the mechanics. She didn't know that babies came out of mama's bellies or anything like that. Oh, so this was like 100% fresh information. She was like, cool.
Yes. Total 100% acceptance. And she has been so sweet about it. She touches my tummy all the time, says baby sister, and like she can't wait. She's like, can't wait for baby sister come in December.
Oh.
And she's like, I need to nuggle with baby, and puts her head on my tummy and snuggles.
Oh my God, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
It's truly adorable. I'm like, it just melts my heart. It's awesome.
Well, it sounds like that went better than you could have imagined, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing to wish for. She's ready to be a big sister.
Yeah.
Right away.
She's ready to be a big sister. She's excited about it. And
that's so cool. I can't wait to see them together. I think that's going to be just like heart obliteratingly adorable.
I hope so. I just hope she's a little more gentle with the baby than she is with the dogs.
Well, she also hasn't, she's almost going to be 3 at that point, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think she's going to be great.
Yeah, so well, that's my week.
That sounds like we both had some pretty good weeks.
Yeah, yay!
Yay!
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. All right, so our next segment is a new segment that we just came up with called Stump the Prego, which is our own version of a trivia quiz where we try to stump each other on pregnancy-related trivia. We're going to alternate.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a trivia buff, so I feel like I'm now setting myself up for looking like a moron on this podcast.
What's the opposite of a trivia buff? A trivia dud? Because that's my category.
a noob? I don't know. I just enjoy... I'm not saying I'm the best at trivia. I really enjoy it. It's a fun pastime for me because I'm a nerd. So I'm excited for this segment. So I think maybe you should go first and then humiliate me fully. And then I'll go second.
All right. I got to say, I don't think mine are too difficult. But here we go. On average, how many pounds does a pregnant woman gain in blood volume alone?
Oh my gosh.
A, 1 pound. B, 2.5 pounds. C, 4 pounds. D, 6 pounds.
Okay, so read me the options one more time.
1 pound,
yeah.
2.5, uh-huh. 4, and 6.
Ooh, okay. So I know that our blood volume increases by 50%. I'm pretty sure that's the piece of trivia I know already. But what I don't know is how much of our weight is made up of blood volume. So let's see, if you gain 6 pounds, it means that you already have 12 pounds of blood in your body, which seems like a lot. The next one down was 4.
Uh-huh.
That means you would have 8 pounds of blood in your body. Then it was 2.
2.5.
2.5, which would mean you have normally have 5 pounds. Sussing it out, I'm going to go with 2.5. Oh no!
See, 4 pounds.
All right, that was my next choice. So that means we usually have 8 pounds of blood in our body, which is interesting. I think
that I don't know.
I should look that up. My doctor did just tell me that women gain 50% of their blood volume. I believe
that's incredible.
It's pretty insane.
That's insane. I don't know. It's equivalent to the weight of a 2-liter bottle of soda. I don't know. That seems like a lot to me to be bringing into your blood vessels.
Yeah, on top of everything. Well, that's apparently why we all get stuffy, because we have so much like more fluid moving around. And the swelling and all that stuff is all related to the increased blood volume, apparently.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff you gain weight with too, but I found that fact. Fascinating.
That is fascinating. Okay, are you ready for one from
me? Yes.
Okay. What mammals have the longest gestation period? A, sperm whale. B, Bactrian camel. Or C, African elephant.
When you first asked the question, elephant came into my mind. So I'm glad it's a choice, because I have absolutely no other way to suss this out other than instinct.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with elephant.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct, Shauna.
How long is their gestation period?
The African elephant has an average gestation period of 645 days.
Holy smokes.
Which is what, almost 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we being humans, have an average of 270 days gestation. Uh-huh. I actually looked up all the list of the average gestations for mammals, which was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The sperm whale is close to the African elephant. It's 535 days. So I think generally as you get, the mammals get bigger, the longer the gestation. I thought also it was the Virginia opossum only has an average gestation day period of 12 days.
Oh my God, that's funny. And don't they birth like multiple? I have a vision of like a little possum, like a vagina on her stomach opening up and all these little possum creatures coming out. I think that's how they give birth.
It sounds scientific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. A mouse is 19 days. You know, all these rodent-y type small animals have very short gestations, which is why they can breed very quickly.
Yeah.
Like breed like rabbits, because they only have 31-day gestation period. So you can have a litter a month, I guess.
Yay, just we want more rats.
You got another question for me?
I do. What is the average time for a first-time mom to be in active labor before delivering her baby? So that's active labor, because early labor is like, you can do at home. It's just kind of like your cervix is effacing and dilating to about 3 centimeters. So this is like the major portion of labor.
Okay.
Okay. 3.5 hours, 7.5 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours.
Well, this is hard for me because I've never actually done it. I'm going to go crazy and just pick the lowest number, 3.5 hours.
Wishful thinking. No, it isn't the highest. It is 7.5.
Okay.
So it isn't horrible. But yeah, that's the time where your cervix opens to 10 before you start pushing. And then the pushing period, of course, can last, if you're lucky, for a few minutes up to a few hours.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking pushing. I mean, God forbid you push for eight hours.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I think that's called the transition period. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't even think my body reached active labor, and I was laboring for 20 hours. I didn't dilate like past like 3 centimeters. My labor was crazy. So
yeah.
I probably skew these numbers big time.
Yeah, you're responsible for me missing that question, I think.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. I'm just, much like Candy Crush, I'm going to blame you for that.
Okay.
Thanks, friend. All right. You ready for your next question?
Yeah.
Okay. Where in the world are women most likely to have twins? North America, Central Africa, or South Asia?
Now, I'm wondering if this increase in twinage is related to genetics or assisted reproductive technology like IVF and such, because if we're going to go with that, I would maybe say North America. I feel like they probably do more of that kind of thing. If it's genetics, gosh, I have no idea. What was the third option?
So I'll read them all again.
Mm-hmm.
North America, Central Africa, and South Asia.
I'm gonna go with North America.
Eh.
Oh.
It's actually Central Africa.
What?
I don't think anyone really knows why, but Benin, which is right next to Nigeria, is actually the highest, has the highest number of twin births. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole grouping of nations in Central Africa that have the highest. So
wow, that's fascinating.
Isn't it? And then I looked up the rates for the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and Connecticut has the highest number of twin births in the U.S.
Whoa. So,
yeah, which I think must have to do with assisted reproduction. Because Connecticut's a fairly wealthy state, mm-hmm. right? And a fairly mm-hmm. educated state. And I feel like those things are associated with using assistance yeah. in reproduction. But so according to the CDC in 2016, which is the last year we have data, the number of twin births in the U.S. was 131,723. Mm-hmm. And that's 33.4 twin births per 1,000 live births. So it's actually still not that common. If everyone knows someone who's had twins, but, 33 in 1,000 is not that high.
No.
But in Connecticut, it was 41.3 per 1,000. Whoa. So
interesting. Yeah.
So there were almost 3,800 triplet births.
Uh-huh.
And there were 217 quadruplet births.
Whoa.
And there were 31 quintuplet or higher births.
Oh my goodness.
That's a lot. I mean,
that's a lot. Wow.
So what have we learned? We've learned that if you want to have twins, either move to Connecticut or Central Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that your blood is heavy.
Yep. And elephants are pregnant for a long time.
Oh, those poor, poor elephant ladies.
No.
Everyone extends some sympathy to the elephant ladies out there. The Prego elephants. And I guess that's it. So, Shauna, no, you're winning. You 1-0 for me.
Oh, my gosh. Woohoo!
All right, we'll keep a tally. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
All right, moving on. Let's do our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Laura, what you got?
So I have a BFP.
Yay!
Yay! So when my baby is born in January, my mom has decided she wants to come down for a month to live in Pasadena with us. Let me rephrase that and say not with us, but near us, which I think is even better. She's actually found a apartment directly across the street that does 30-day, like, month-to-month rentals and is available. Like, you can literally see it out our front door.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm so excited because I don't really know what I'm doing with this. Like, what am I going to do with this baby? I don't actually know how to take care of a baby, Shauna. I have books. I haven't read them yet.
Yeah, I guess that's how I learned. I read some books and I winged it.
Winged it. The really good thing is that my mom's a pediatrician. I've mentioned she's a geneticist, so she's a medical geneticist is her specialty, but she's trained as a pediatrician, and she is a pediatrician. She just sees babies and kids all day long in her practice. So I'm going to have my mommy across the street, who is also going to be an on-call pediatrician.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I know. Hashtag blessed, Shauna. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for it because, and it's funny because my husband was like, isn't that a lot of time with your mom? And I was like, look, we're going to need it. We're going to be so grateful to have her around at any time for a month. You know, I don't think getting sick of her is going to be an option.
No, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We get a lot. I mean, you know, I think, like most adult children, we tend to hit a point where it's like, okay, when we hang out, I'm really excited to see her. I'm so happy to see her. But after a little while, we're both like, okay, we can move on with our lives, you know, go back to our normal lives. You know, there's just something about parents that they know exactly the buttons to push, or maybe it's just that you're sensitive to things. And to be fair, we have a very, very good relationship. But, you know, I was a little worried that a full month would maybe drive me crazy, but I honestly think I'm just going to be so happy for the help. So that's my BFP. I'm really excited about it.
And you're going to have a little space because she'll be across the street and, you know, she won't be there all hours. So it sounds perfect to me.
And the other thing we realize is that she could stay at our house with the baby sometimes while my husband and I go across the street to nap in quiet.
Oh my God. Perfection.
Yes. So
I love it.
That Yay. Was a big excitement this week. How about you? What do you got? BFP or BFN?
I have a BFN.
Aw.
Yeah, it's been a BFN for a while now, and that is sugar.
Hmm.
Which is, it's such a tough relationship right now because it's one of my big cravings. I just like want to devour sugary things, but I really think they're sugar is giving me horrible headaches. I'm starting to see a correlation. Like every time I down a bag of, say, caramel M&Ms, I do get a really bad headache pretty quickly afterwards. Hmm. So I'm really trying to like limit it, cut it out. Because, you know, Tylenol doesn't do anything for these headaches. So I just have to suffer through them.
Oh, yeah. We're never going to be sponsored by Tylenol because we talk so much shit on Tylenol.
Fuck Tylenol. I hate it.
Alternate title for the podcast. Fuck Tylenol. You don't do shit.
Seriously. So, I'm looking forward to being able to have sugar again.
Have you had the glucose test thingamabob yet?
Nope. That's in a couple of weeks. I'm not even sure when. But I asked my doctor, I'm like, is there any correlation here? Like, I have sugar and then I get a headache. Does that mean that I've got gestational diabetes? He's like, I don't know. I don't think so. Let's just wait and take the test and see. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Because, that was my first thought was like, because if it's a new thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's like, it's probably just like hormones doing with, you know, having to do with the pregnancy and stuff. So I felt better about that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. You don't need another thing to worry about.
Oh, God knows.
Well, next time we hang out, I will bring you healthy snacks with no sugar in them. How's that?
Sounds good. Almonds. Yeah.
Yes. A handful of almonds.
All right, guys. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any interesting pregnancy trivia, share it with us. We want to learn all there is to know. Laura, where can our listeners find us?
We're on Twitter and Instagram at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. We also have a Facebook group. If you search Big Fat Positive Podcast, you can find our community group and join in on the conversation.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Maiko, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. It would be a huge help if you are a fan of the show to hit the subscribe button and to leave us a review. They're truly very helpful. And one of the best things you can do to help the show is to tell your friends about it. So spread the word.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.